The Singing Bullets of Soft Secession. August 18th, 2025. On the telephone, Roxy Power suggests time has lost track of me. Hashtag American sentences. Sun in Virgo, Moon in Sagittarius, Mercury in Leo, Venus in Leo, Mars in Libra, Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Aries, Uranus in Gemini, Neptune in Aries, Pluto in Aquarius, the North Node in Pisces, Chiron in Aries, the Ascendant in Virgo, and the Midheavens in Gemini. Ryokan. How pleasant in my grass hut, stretching out my legs, listening to the sound of frogs in mountain paddies. 6:21 a.m. The art of surrendering time tracking. First sign retirees think reality's slipping. But more a sidestep of the capitalist hamster wheel, sidestep of capital's velocity, the hustle, you'd call it. Weave back into U.S. American traffic. After being drenched in Cascadian Island rhythm, recognizing the faces in Hank's Beach Rocks. There's nothing to see here, the waiting 12-year-old boy says as our psilocybin-aided view of anemones and Hank's Beach Rock faces and islands walking across Desolation Sound just north of the Salish Sea. How perfect in my lakeside condo, self-adjusting my neck, listen to the call of crows waiting for August's last bread delivery. And here it is, Jan, about the composition by field approach to poetry lineation, Space Equals Time, Gary told the New York Quarterly in 1973 in an office building labyrinth somewhere in Manhattan. The placement of the line on the page, the horizontal white spaces, and the vertical white spaces are all scoring for how it is to be read and how it is to be timed. Space means time. The marginal indentations are more an indication of voice emphasis and, as Pound might have called it, logopoeia, some of the dances of the ideas that are working within your syntactic structures. McClure calls poetry with standard left-justified lineation lawnmower poetry. I did not ask him to elaborate, as I had a sense that one could come up with a more creative lineation than the guy who cuts the grass up one side and down the other. And Joanne Kiger says, I always try to write my line so it reflects some movement of inflection. Also, there's one really good essay I've never been able to find again, I think by Williams. He says, okay, let's get all this down. A period has three breath stops. A comma has a breath stop, a semicolon, a breath stop and a half. Empty space means nothing goes on but breathing until you get to the next word, etc. You're scoring your reading. Otherwise, you follow this boring convention of the straight left-hand margin, kind of a cookie-cutter block stamp. And just before this, she says, trying to score it as closely as you can on the page. I'm always amazed that this isn't taught more, how to translate the voice to the page, to get the little subtleties of breath and tone, or change of tone, or character emphasis. And Jan, just at this moment, the kingfisher has something to say about it. The kingfishers! Who cares for their feathers now? Once you begin composing by field, you see the materialization of your thoughts on the page, your thought trains laid out for you to re-experience, just how one syllable organic followed another and feedback sprung. Feedback loops are systems where the output of an action is fed back into the system as input influencing future actions. They play a crucial role in understanding how systems behave over time, revealing patterns of stability or change. Feedback loops can be categorized into two main types, reinforcing loops and balancing loops, each with distinct characteristics and effects on the system. The system is you, and your dialogue with, well, you're the philosopher. We wouldn't say God, could say the muse, the single intelligence, the mechanism of perception, Yeats's spooks with their gift metaphors, footsteps, of the descendants of Chief Siacht, the divine life force. Your own genetics, the architecture of one's lineage, whatever, something beyond egos, what we're after, something of the nothing Buddhists believe, is at the bottom of all this. This dialogue, this feedback loop, when practiced, it deepens the you of your daily kingfisher, noticing tea drinking, August sunrise basking self, and whatever it is, the juju that's not you. And it becomes a practice of intuition, of noticing, of perception, of prehension. It's a skill we employ each moment while driving, while making love, while practicing the latihan, while taking an alto sax solo, while adding paprika to the stew, while watering the zinnias, while massaging the Cortez Island kitten's neck. You know, the craniosacral therapist knows it. The pre-Google Maps cab driver knew it. You just go on your nerve, says Frank O'Hara. It may be a nerve, this feedback loop between small S self and what's available beyond ego. I'm convinced after about 31 years of practice that this feedback system begins to inform your life, poetics as cosmology. You start to get the way out of your small S self, or get the small S self relegated to its grocery shopping, shoelace tying, social mierda scrolling self. And convinced it keeps you off the arterial, where the drunk driver's careening, out of the way of stray drive-by bullets and back into the realm of postcards and work stoppage, Cascadian sentences and heron watching. The good life. 7:33 a.m. 7:45 a.m. breakfast of Barbara's multi-grain spoonfuls, oats, wheat flour, corn flour, cane sugar, unsulfured molasses, oat fiber, salt, baking soda, vitamin C, tocopherols, antioxidants to maintain freshness. A day song's an exercise in evading time capture. Let time lose track of you. Let the velocity of money find another host. See how Merlin tracks the lineation of the song sparrow. Each cheeps a mark on the time track of the song sparrow. She sings as the radiant illumination of time in Dogen speak. Not so much killing time, but being time. Being a time being. Being itself is nothing but time. The way the self arrays itself is the form of the entire world. Scott knows this, then pours Diane another bowl of shreddies. Dear Dale, first there was an osprey at Astergate, my name for the mouth of Dookweb, just sitting on a nearby chain-link fence, and then a bath and off, she goes disappearing into the green of August Mercer Island. At Fanny Bay it was Raven, flying just beyond my left shoulder, landing 3 feet in front of me. Give him a gummy, Scott says, and that thought had crossed, and it took him a minute or so to realize it was bite-sized, and gulped it, feeding psilocybin to the ravens. Not a bad autobiography title, but maybe settle for Escape from Slaughter Time. One postcard at a time. Blessings. Paul. 9:05. Ryokan. In fields where frogs sing, I pick carrier roses, float them on the wine, have all the fun you can. On the rocks of Cortez Island, Hank's Beach find faces, emphasized by psychoactives. There's nothing to see here. See shroom distribution, and Cascadia is a hotbed of sacraments. Tiny rocks you find, Bhakti says, one looks like a meatloaf. And there you have the Rorschach for the 56 days of August. Know that in this way there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses, all things throughout the entire earth, and yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. The study of this is the beginning of practice, says Dogen. Practice, raptor, appreciation. Ravens, eagles, osprey, to seize or take by force, not unlike Stephen Miller's domestic policy in 2025 U.S. America. But osprey comes to it natural. And when you make yourself an authority, it's hard to be the kind of happy Ryokan writes about. Singing bullets connected in the ear, Joanne says, from the architecture of my own lineage. See her clean splab while Danica and me are fighting about funding, or who said what, when, back in the former slaughter. These bullets sing, and the tracking of them's the poem. The practice of this sharpens the ear, ripens it as target for singing bullets. Is prehension's early warning system, is in search of affinities and the happy of Ryokan. the practice of Dogen or of Se. Plant an island of duck potato and wait for the ducklings in the urban farm spring shallows, awaiting bread from wildlife lovers. Beyond the yelling bullets fired from passing cars in this corner of end of empire U.S. America, Jan tracking all the murders and floods and starving Gazans, no mere footnote to the current human fascination for kakistocracy. 56th day of August. Come home to roost on a Sunday morning. August 26, 2025. The Squirrel Cove baby dolls looking for littering drunken boaters. Hashtag American Sentences. 10:09 maple latte and slice of coconut custard cake. 1. How Seattle fits into the modern Christian nationalist playbook. Stoking outrage and backlash in progressive cities is part of a Christian nationalist strategy based on getting headlines, driving social media engagement, and selling merch. What this guy has helped perfect over the past 5 years. A May Day USA event in Seattle on Memorial Day weekend drew counter-protesters, 23 of whom were arrested, and the story made national news. In short, it was a rounding success. 2. This is what American federalism looks like in 2025. Democratic governors holding emergency sessions on encrypted apps, attorneys general filing lawsuits within hours of executive orders, and state legislatures quietly passing laws that amount to nullification of federal mandates. Oregon is stockpiling abortion medication in secret warehouses. Illinois is exploring digital sovereignty. California has $76 billion in reserves and is deciding how to deploy it. 3 sources on those daily Zoom calls between Democratic AGs say the same phrase keeps coming up, though nobody wants to say it publicly. Soft secession. Not the violent rupture of 1861, but something else entirely. Blue states building parallel systems, withholding cooperation, and creating facts on the ground that render federal authority meaningless within their borders. The soft secession of the self, small s, is the mantra of the singing bullets, or Joanne's method. And soon you'll become a walking Cascadian mountain that side of desolation sound, that side of pugilistic and well-placed dolls looking for drunken litterers. You become Cascadian, notice kale totems and hollyhock, perfect Sunday, August fairy weight practices. There is just one grass, just one form, just one pugilistic baby doll stuck in a Squirrel Cove pipe, one clickbaiting child of the savior-seeking influence. What would Jesus tweet? The Cascadian asks for Papa Dom at the Goatburg Indian restaurant gets a blank stare. The Cascadian stays rodeo weekend at the Hindu hotel where the high wayside garden grows tomatoes and jalapenos. The Cascadian takes advice from Charles to avoid getting hit by pieces of the falling empire. The Cascadian notes course corrections, mourns the Minneapolis children sacrificed to gun culture, buys gummies on the drive, and savors the brain network plasticity. Psychedelic drugs have been shown to acutely reduce processing of negative affective stimuli while increasing positive mood in humans. A Cascadian in wonder of Raven brain network plasticity. Abaya, when two Buddhists seek to fix raven brain network plasticity and ponder the way sovereignty manifests for individuated Cascadians, they find the rock cropping at Hank's Beach on Cortez a jeweled palace, complete with red meatloaf-shaped stones, and nothing to see besides the everything that this all is, an extension of what the tweeting and race-baiting Jesus freaks might call self. I hope you caught enough singing bullets to make the 56 days of August a shrine to mirth, mi querida hermana de postal. Blessings, Pablito. 10:46, create postcard to Abaya, walk, gather chicory, clover, hawthorn berry leaves, thimbleberry leaves for bugs. Listen to Sean Couty with Egypt 80 and Adi Oasis, Chick Corea, piano improvisations, Joshua Redmond, Fred Hirsch, Paulo Fresu with Bobo Ferra, Sonia Piana, Paulino dalla Porta, Lucinda Williams. 12:12 p.m., Ryokan. As a boy, I left my father, ran off to other lands. Tried hard to become a tiger. Didn't even make it to cat. If you ask me what kind of man I am now, just the same old Elzo I've ever been. As a boy, my father left the house. I plied my trade as a broadcaster, trying to make it to a top five market. If you ask what I am now, just the same old catcher of singing bullets, Koho Ryukan. Vigorously abiding in each moment is the time being, Dogen. Traces of the time being, lining up to catch singing bullets with the tools of ignorance, postcards, day songs, Cascadian sentences, all in homage to Saint Ain, the time being. Traces of Saint Ain in Goatburg, more traces in Coaltown, more yet in Astorgate and on Cortez, in the Spirit Gallery at Horseshoe Bay. The time being free of the seepage of colonialism, free from the capitalist hamster wheel of doing, hiding, and the refuge of despised poems. So it goes, despised catcher of singing bullets, ugly bag of mostly water, abandoned dad. Dear Peggy Miller, did you ever take a gummy laced with psilocybin that you bought at a mushroom store and see faces in the island rocks? For a moment, all they say, those Buddhists, those animists, for a moment, everything is alive, and we are all rodents on that giant hamster wheel called life, going fast as we can, hanging on for one last chat with Ma, one last kiss from the missus, one last postcard that one hopes will end up in Genesis, where good Bible students understand it all began. MAGA America, end stage capitalist U.S. America, post-pandemic U.S. America, we feel all this does to the hustle that's irreparably busted, as if the chronic venous insufficiencies metaphor for the lack of joy flowing through the empire's veins, clogged by $40 million baseball players and AI-driven healthcare denials, healthcare bankruptcies and endless foreign occupations, proxy or otherwise, tent city epidemics and food deserts and hungry children, chronic mass murders and troops marching into blue cities, ice in the corporate veins. Bullets can and will sing. Time can lose track of any crafty practicing time being. The answers are there in the madrone, somehow avoids the drive-bys and landscaper chainsaws, in the city creek that's yet to complain about its 10% of daylight. And the rabbit tears into the hawthorn twig. And the rabbit queen who somehow managed to arrange all this via Reiki and doulaship and patience. 1:05 p.m. turkey sandwich. 1:28 p.m. after Daphne Marlett's This Place Full of Contradiction. A profusion of trips, Boulder, Hatlin, Coaltown, Goatburg, though there was a foot rub and a Clifford still life and chai and matcha 2 hours south of the Yukon. Yukon watershed, anyway, and how long was it in Coaltown without dual wordle, without hand tween the thighs lights out? How long between deck, soup, lunches, and me head first at you know? The speed dating grannies wanted to know how a Virgo handles cancer, and I said rather well, given the shot of the prostate 5 years ago. But here your hand in mine past the last madrone. Your hand in mine to the link to market day. My hand in yours like no hand has ever been in any other hand, and like every hand ever in commitment to being in time with his and her time beings, gathering rabbit snacks, not so much in love anymore with what became of U.S. America and the hustle that can't infiltrate the B.C. vistas nor the little lakeside Casa del Colibri, where the end of postcard season means you'll want the kitchen table clean. Ryokan. As a boy, I studied literature, but was too lazy to become a Confucian. In my young days, I worked at Zen, but got no Dharma worth handing down. Now I've built a grass hut, act as custodian of a Shinto shrine, half a shrine man, half a monk. As a boy, I studied baseball, but read only newspapers. In my young days, I worked at radio. It was halfway through a career till the depth was revealed. Now I study poetry. Catch bullets, I hope, are the singing kind, half an American and half whatever's after that. There will have been some several causations, but there's not enough gold in all the hills to kintsugi the Union. Each new fracture, each latest mass shooting, each escape to Northern Cascadia is another tremor in the tan that's coming, a cultural tan on the scale made by Charles Richter. I take my refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, and Cascadia. Worship in the old growth forests of Seward and Olympic National Parks, and on the trails of Dead Horse Canyon, in the living rocks of Cortez Island beaches, and the fairy view of Horseshoe Bay, atop the rocks of Medicine Bowl, and in the rapids of Nymph Falls, Scott surmises, named after a random settler fantasy. But we sentient beings, we heterotrophs, we mammal patriots, are all connected settlers in the time being, eating a turkey sandwich on the life raft to enlightenment, praying the worst of Uranus and Gemini passes over our kin, clinging to moments of joy as Robin would with a gull's beak or beak of raven eating a gummy. This is all me, the same as I ever was, Michael said. It's still true now, but tastes of puer and goat cheese and tomato croissants, of lamb soup and coconut chocolate. $10 won't get you much in the Anthropocene, but it's enough for the time being. 2:07 p.m. Walk to Pritchard Beach, Pritchard Island, and back. Listen to PPF 2025 playlist. See above. Add Shakti, Giriraj, Sodaj. Gather wildflowers for a bouquet. 3:22 p.m. Dear Scott, you're always welcome to my beloved Saint Ash. Once Fanny Bay Raven gets his, await the crash or the laugh or both. Leave a Saint Ain, but not in Saint Upa on Cortez, an earshot of 89.5. And already fasting weekends are contemplated for X and bioregional networking along the lines of Cascadian brain network plasticity. Is organic, a work in progress, a deprogramming mission for U.S. Americans and their frail imaginariums. Could stand to learn a bit from the tenacity of Saint Arling. Then, and only then, would this pick up Saint Eam. But now it's back to Joni and the cold blue Saint Eel, con Sapphos Paulito. 4:17 p.m. to Zach Charles. Hermano, you moved to Cascadia just before the era of soft secession, though a time not for the meek. Signs of the crash all around us, so hope you have some psychic armor on which to hang as rats fight hardest when. And everything MAGA's doomed, toxic masculinity, social mierda, and select pockets of the biosphere we won't know about till it's happening. You've built enough soul to make it far, but all we mammals are a working progress, trying to tell the inspired improvisations apart from raven hallucinations. Try and catch enough singing bullets to keep the practice going, but yoga, zazen, latihan, fasting, ritual, gratitude, and watch what the birds do. Raven and osprey, ironically, have grounded me to this bioregional summer. And of course, our coal town fiesta. And yes, waiting for Tsawwassen. And yes, enough postcards to leave a record of what was here in the last Trump summer. Poster boy for joylessness. You are a source of joy, ZC. Let the secession begin. Abrazos, Cohor Yukon. 4:45 p.m. Sources: Ryukan, Zen Monk, Poet of Japan, Watson, Burton Translators, New York, Columbia University Press, 1977. Treasury of the True Dharma Eye, Zen Master Dogen's Shobo Genzo, Tanahashi Kazuaki, Editor, Shambhala, Boulder, 2012, and a few web links. Thanks for listening.